November 2nd, 2023. We're almost at the end of the year. We did it. But anyway, the world is changing. The world is changing really quick. Like, for example, we have high inflation on everything. And our money is getting sent to Ukraine and Israel, and it's literally being blown up. We're giving money away, and they're taking our money and blowing it up with what? Bullets and rockets and tanks. So we're over here, like, suffering through inflation while the government is steady giving our tax dollars away freely. And I think that needs to change. I think the people with the tax dollars should vote on where our money is going, because we're the ones out here having to get up and go to work, and we're the ones basically funding the economy, grocery shopping, gas, children, all the holidays. So yeah, I think the people who pay the taxes need to be in charge on how the money is spent. So everybody is boycotting Black Friday, you know, for various reasons. Of course, the Israel and Palestine war, nobody agrees with that. That's egregious. And the Israelis, they're mad at Black Americans because we're not taking their side, which would be dumb, knowing that they had a lot to do with our slavery, and they have a lot to do with the laws and legislations that we go through and suffer today. So why would we support our own genocide? That makes no sense. But yeah, so they're like, including myself, we're like boycotting Black Friday. We're not concerned really with the 4-day ceasefire. That's not impressive. We want them to stop the slaughter. That would be impressive. Of course, Starbucks, they're losing money because they support Israel, and then they have a strike going on over here in America. They had employees walk out for better benefits, and so Starbucks, you know, they're going through their thing. The world is changing. Things aren't the same. People aren't, you know, going for the same things. The mindset has changed. We are in the age of Aquarius, the age of enlightenment, the age of exposure, the age of ascension. So what was, isn't, and what isn't will come into pass to be. So that's what's going on right now. So Starbucks is going through it, which they deserve to, because only thing you're doing is selling coffee. You made your profits off of everyone, and then you're going to turn around and support genocide. Yeah, you deserve to be boycotted. Walmart shooting in Beaver Creek, Ohio. People are losing their mind. People have a lot of hate in their heart. People have a lot of defeat in their spirit. It's hard to really make it out here the way you want to with the way the economy is set up. So you have a lot of disenchanted, disheartened, mentally ill, demonic people. Pick one. And they think it's okay to take how they feel out on others, so they have no kind of self-control or self-awareness. So they feel like it's okay to pick up a weapon and go into the Walmart in Beaver Creek, Ohio, and unalive people as if he gave them life. But that's where we're at. Also, in Salem, Massachusetts, 450 patients may have been exposed to some severe infections. These people were given medicine. 450 people were given medicine over the last 2 years through an IV. And because obviously they didn't follow procedures, protocol, I don't know, these 450 people have been exposed to hepatitis B, C, and HIV. So even going to what once was considered a secure place, the hospital, to get treatment, you may come out the hospital worse than what you went in. Hepatitis B, C, and HIV. Salem, Massachusetts Hospital. A lot is going on. The world is changing. And then, the letter to America from Osama bin Laden. I'm not going to go into a lot of great detail, but it said a lot. It's very important, very enlightening. And it said a lot, once again. Like I said, we are in a different age. We are leaving the age of Pisces and heading quickly into the age of Aquarius. And the age of Aquarius is enlightenment and exposure. A lot of things that Puff Daddy, Sean Combs, P. Diddy, a lot of things he was able to get away with in the age of Pisces. But now we're in the age of Aquarius, which is the age of exposure. Every piece of dirt and egregious thing that he's ever said or done to an individual, all it's all coming out now. I never liked him. I liked the other artists' music. I liked Biggie, Lil' Kim, and Mace. I never cared too much for P. Diddy. He was always reminding me of someone arrogant, as if he thought he was better than the next person. Well, with all this information that's coming out, that's exactly what he thought, you know? That's exactly what he thought. And as we see, not only is the world changing the weather, all the flyers, like the North Carolina-Tennessee border flyer, the flyers that were in Canada, the flyers that were really global. Then we have what? The Iwo Jima earthquake and the earthquake in Iceland, and they getting ready to go. I mean, not the earthquake, the volcano. I'm sorry. The underground volcano in Iwo Jima. The volcano in Iceland. Iceland, I believe, is going to go through something else. Mount Everest earthquake. I mean, volcano. Why do I keep saying earthquake? Volcano. So, in light of all these different volcanoes going off, all these fires. Now, right now, what are we seeing? Catastrophe in Saudi Arabia, Dubai, and Turkey. The floods. Now, we all know Saudi Arabia's money, and they are built on sand. You know, they're built on top of sand. So, yeah. And I believe, like, it's sinking. I mean, how many videos have we seen of houses just being, like, uprooted off the foundation, and they're floating down this river? You know, like, all of this water, this, you know, tsunamis, and it's just a lot going on, so you have to pay attention. You know, there's a spiritual war, and obviously we can see the physical wars that are going on, but we also can tell that there's a spiritual war going on, and how the times have changed, and how people have changed, and attitudes have changed, and how they're trying to take total, you know, just commandeer the internet, because they don't want anyone to have free thought or free speech, or to be able to be a free thinker. So they want total control of everything concerning the internet. You know, how they're upset that people aren't siding with Israel, how there's actually conversations that's been going on for a while about the LGBTQ community. Like, they're their own community, and I'm gonna give you my opinion. I don't care what people do. If you are a man and you want to pantomime as a woman, That's your mental illness. Do you. But don't expect me to join in on it. Just like you have a right to pantomime as a woman and get fake body parts and pretend to be a woman, I have a right not to indulge in that. So the dialogues that we're having surrounding the gay community, we shouldn't be having. They're their own community. If they want to do what they want to do, I'm all for it. Do you. Live your best life. Just don't expect other people to indulge in your madness. That's your madness. Nobody cares about it. Nobody's going to stop you. Nobody wants any parts of it. Do you. I can respect it. Just don't expect me to call you a woman when you're not a woman. I'm a woman. And it's offensive. Be a man who's gay. Be a man who likes to pretend to be a woman and leave it at that. Because no matter what you do and how much money you spend, genetics don't lie. So we're in the age where you can just identify. I can identify as an elephant if I want to. And if you say I'm not an elephant, I can actually get mad and call the police and all this foolishness and waste of time because people have lost their ever-loving mind due to insanity and mental illness. Which, when it comes to the United States, they don't take mental illness serious. They'll talk about it. And they'll throw a couple of dollars at it. But they're not really taking into account. A lot of these people are truly insane. And we're allowing these insane people to just run amok amongst everyone else. Yeah, things have changed. Then you have the cosmic. So above, so below, as above, so below. Well, you know, if it's like wars down here, we already know we have cosmic wars. We know Pluto is still over the Earth. We know there's other planets right now in alignment. We know that we have an eclipse coming in April, and that's right there. That is going to be a doozy. That right there is going to be a game changer for the planet. And I've been counting it down for quite some time because there's a lot of people who mistreated us on this planet. A lot of people. And after that eclipse, they're going to get what they have worked so hard to get. The world is changing. What was is not going to be anymore. And what needs to be is going to manifest into existence. There's a higher consciousness and ascension going on. And that's why you see so many demonic, hateful things around the globe. Because it is a spiritual war. Good versus evil. And they don't want the ascension. They don't want people to reach a higher frequency and a higher dimension. Because it puts all this out of business. And they can't stop it. All the rules, regulations, and laws, they can't stop it. So, it's really amazing to see the transformation of the planet and the transformation slowly but surely, but it'll happen a lot quicker, of the class. Those who used to be the tail will be first. Transformation. You have a lot of dolphins and whales and other aquatic animals beaching. They're beaching. There's something down there. We don't know if there's something down there or if it's toxic. And they're trying to say climate change. We know. We already know. Yeah, it's climate change, but only so many people can survive this climate change. The more melanin, the more survival. The less melanin, you won't be able to stand the heat or the gamma rays and all the energy that will follow. So, all I wanted to say is, yeah, things are changing. And it's been a lot of changes just this year. A lot of fires. a lot of floods, a lot of loss of life, a lot of rules and regulations, a lot of protests globally for various things. How Africa and France was going through it, Mali, Burkina Faso, and I want to say Chad, but it's five countries. But Burkina Faso, no, they cut France off. If you want to deal with us, you're going to have to deal with us on an economic level. You're no longer, you're going to come in here and pillage and steal and destroy and leave us destitute. Things are changing. It's changing of the guards. You have Julius Malema over in South Africa. He wants the land back from the white farmers. They should give it back. People are tired of asking for what rightfully belongs to us, and you're saying no. Things are changing, and you're not going to have any choice but to give everything back that you stole. You come from the Caucasus Mountains, and the Most High is going to put you back where you came from. You had your land. You had no business running over here. This is the oldest land. America, South America, North America, Central America is the oldest land on the planet with the oldest water. We are the ancient people of this land. We are the ancient people of this planet. We are what you want to call the Indians or the Hebrew or the Israelites. This is our land. And every resource on this land belongs to us. But you want to continue to stay on here, oppress, and subjugate us. But look what's happening. You don't have power. You don't have control. You can't even make a decent decision to save your life. And that eclipse will be here real soon, April. And see what happens then. But until then, the world is changing. And I hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving if you celebrate it. Once again, I am black. I am an Indian. I don't celebrate slaughter of my people and thievery of my land. But for those of you who think it's a good idea to celebrate, have a great Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you. And be safe.